Well, hello there. I want to say good morning, but it may not be morning where you are when you're listening to this. This is Sharon Scott up in Weaverville, and the sounds you hear, can you hear them? All the birds. Yes, it's now officially autumn. Thank you, Jesus. Oh boy. Although you wouldn't have known it yesterday. Or the day before, because it's been in the 80s and 90s. Yeah, not even the 80s. It's been in the 90s for the last couple of days. And we had some rain about a week ago, but that changed. I mean, literally overnight. We had a 50 degree difference in temperature from night to day. Boy, I tell you, that's... kind of wreaks havoc on things. It wreaks havoc on our bodies. Has anybody noticed that? Wreaks havoc on our gardens. And yeah, I'm looking around seeing some acorns. For those of you who don't live in areas where you look at stuff like that, acorns are supposedly an indication of, here comes a car, sorry. Supposedly an indication of how early winter's coming and how severe it's going to be. But the amazing thing is, it's not an exact science. But the bigger the acorns, the harsher the winter is what we're told. Anyway, so... I just have to get my booty out of the house and take a walk. And I should do this every morning, but you know, we're not supposed to should on ourselves. It's so beautiful outside right now. The sun is breaking through the trees. And it's nice and peaceful and quiet. On our street, there's always an occasional car that'll drive by, but here in Weaverville, it's so funny. If there's more than two or three cars, we wonder what's going on driving on the main street. Yeah. And we just got our first, for those of you who don't know, we got our first signal traffic light last year. Amazing. I mean, the town's been there since, I think it was 1883 that it was founded. And I think they didn't even have any stop signs for quite some time. And then, of course, those became necessary as more cars came in. We have crosswalks and the woodpeckers are up on the phone pole making noise, the utility pole, I should say. So anyway, yeah, it's a nice little town. I love it. I consider it my hometown. I was born elsewhere, but this is my home. Weaverville is centered between Redding, California, which is way up north, and Eureka, California, which is on the coast. Redding is pretty much in the middle of the state, on the northern end. So we are about a 45-minute drive from Redding and about an hour drive. Well, no more than that. It's 100 miles to the coast. So here we are. We're positioned to, we have forests. We're in a forest. I mean, forests all the way around. I have mountains. I can look from my vantage point where I am right now and turn in a complete circle and see mountains covered in forest. It's so beautiful. It's interesting how God made us, though, because that's not the ideal for lots of people. My oldest daughter loves cities, and mountains give her the creeps. And my youngest daughter likes mountains. She lived with us here for a while and then moved to Tennessee. After a stint down south in Southern California, she discovered she hated that. So She moved to Tennessee, primarily because her husband had a job offer there. But then when she started looking at the pictures and so forth, she thought, oh yeah. And I've gone and visited several times, not often enough. Traveling isn't easy on a limited budget. You know how that goes. So we love what we love. God made us to all have different tastes. Many people love the open desert. I just can't stand it. I feel like I'm being embraced by the forest. I love the smells. I love it, especially during the winter time when it snowed. Oh my goodness, it's so beautiful. And yes, there's snow in the desert at times, but it's just a different kind of feel. So, you know what that brings to mind is that the earth is made to have several different environments. We mentioned the desert, we mentioned the ocean, and we mentioned the forest. And God has created us in such a way that each of us loves different environments. And therefore, the earth is populated not just in certain places and not in others, although that is true, but pretty much covered evenly, except for the uninhabitable places. And even those, for instance, Siberia, there's people who live there. There's in the most remote part of Alaska, there's people who live there. So isn't it an amazing thought? It is to me anyway. So I guess my whole point of today is enjoy where you are. Enjoy this day. Enjoy the beauty of the day. And don't lose your awe for God's creation. That was in one of my devotionals this morning. Don't lose your awe for God's creation. And also realize that that creation, you're part of that. And part of the amazement that we should have is the fact that He wanted to live in us. In us. I mean, think of you can't even conceive the massiveness of God. Can't even conceive the massiveness of the universe which He created, right? So that God, who is so big, is now, if you are born again and have received Him as your Savior, Jesus Christ, saved us, gave us Holy Spirit when He rose to heaven. And Holy Spirit, who is God, resides in us. He lives in us. He's camped out in me, and I love it. Interesting. We forget that sometimes, don't we? We forget that a lot of times. And I was saying to a group that I was leading yesterday, don't forget, if you are a member of the body of Christ, if you are a believer and have Jesus as your Savior, don't forget to live in the spirit realm. What does that mean? Well, being on earth and being human is not the end of power, shall we say. There is supernatural power. There is supernatural healing to be had. There's supernatural levels of love, supernatural levels of just flat out power, guys. I think I've told this story before, but it bears repeating. A couple of stories, actually. I used to own a clothing store, and I sold children's clothing on Main Street. And I had a little tiny picket fence under the window. It was about 3.5 feet up off the ground. These little white picket fence, there were two of them on either side of the door. Excuse me. And I had children's clothing on little tiny hangers. It was so cute. And it was a used clothing store, but I was very, very careful about what I put out. I turned away a lot of stuff. And I used to hang kids' clothes out on that little picket fence. And it was a great draw. People would come to see the clothes and then they'd come in. Well, when it was windy, lots of times the clothing would start flopping around and I'd have to watch it because it would go flying down the sidewalk all the way down in front of the other stores on Main Street here in Weaverville. And one time I went out and I had to replace a couple of items, you know, dust them off and put them back up there a couple of times. And I thought, all right, this is, I've had enough. And when the next big gust of wind came up, I said, all right, this has to stop. And I went out and I stood on the doorstep and I looked up and I said, wind, you're wreaking havoc. Stop now in the name of Jesus. And guess what? It did. And it's not because I'm all that in a bag of chips. It's because I walk in the authority that God gave me. God gives us each authority. Jesus said that he had all authority, and then he gave it to us. We have to have faith, and we have to walk in it. The next story I want to tell you is, I don't want to skip over one part. I've had people come to me for healing prayer, pray that God heals me. And one of them was doubled over. She couldn't hardly walk without help. She was in so much pain. And so I prayed for her. I spoke to her body. See, I didn't ask God to do something that he's already given me the authority to do. Okay, use the authority God has given you. I prayed healing into her body, spoke to that spirit, whatever was causing her that pain and the debilitating issues of her spine and muscles and nerves and whatever. And I said, be healed now in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing. Believe in your healing. Speak it out. And so eventually, you know, she walked with help, walked around in the store for a little while, and then she left. Well, lo and behold, a week later, this happened twice, by the way, to two different people with the same issue. About a week later, for each one of them, it was about a week later, they came back in to the store, standing upright with their makeup on, their hair done, nice clothing on, not that that matters, but in other words, they were able to care for themselves and they were totally healed. It's the authority that we carry. God works through you. That's what I need for you to understand. God works through you, but you have to be a willing vessel. You have to be a willing participant. You have to co-labor with God from a place of love. So the last story I'll tell you, when I was walking down Main Street one day, I don't even know where I was going or where I had come from, but I was kind of walking past the theater. Here we have a theater that's been open since the early 1900s. Now, let me move away from these dogs. Hopefully that'll help. Anyway, yeah, I guess it's not. So I was walking down Main Street and I heard a familiar noise. It was click, 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 click. And it was coming from a really, really old beat up truck. I mean, this thing was from 60s, you know. And this guy was in there and he was frantically trying to start his truck. And I could see him just kind of like lay his head down on the steering wheel and shake it. And he was just really having a hard time. And so, you know, the first thing that happens is I identify with what's going on. I've had a life experience that I can connect with this person. And so I become empathetic to what he's experiencing. And I, again, I don't know exactly what words I used, but the thought comes into my mind, this has to stop. And so as I was walking by, I just said, in the name of, and I said it out loud, in the name of Jesus, start now. And guess what? I heard this. I heard him slamming into gear, and he puts his foot on the gas. I mean, he really peeled out of there because he thought, oh my gosh, it started. I better leave now. He didn't hear me, but I bet if he looked in his rearview mirror, he did see me jumping up and down, hooping and hollering, going, woohoo, yeah, God, yay, Jesus, woohoo. I was so stoked. I was so excited. And the last one that I'll tell you, I was at a little cafe on Highway 299. And this cafe had, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 little tables in it. It was so beautiful. It was just such a great little place. And right next to the river. And it was a beautiful little place. It's no longer there. But Walt and I went there for, I took him there for Father's Day, actually. And we had a beautiful dinner. And all of a sudden, I heard this noise. And I thought, I don't want to look up. I don't want to embarrass anybody, right? But I kind of shifted my eyes to where I could see. And I heard this woman crying out. Said, oh my God, I broke my ankle. And she heard it snap. And the people who were with her, there were about three or four other people with her, said, whoa, yeah. Okay, you better sit down. So they put her in a chair and they decided that they were going to take her to the hospital. But I looked at my husband and I just got up and I had this, I can't even explain it. This powerful drive to just run over there and pray for her. Because in 1983, in Southern California, I stepped off of a curb and my shoe caught in the cracks in the concrete right down at the bottom of the curve. And my ankle, not the rest of my leg, but my ankle hit the concrete and I went down. And it was a mess. They took me to the emergency room. I was in so much pain. And that moment in my life shot back in my memory. And I shot up out of my chair. And I very discreetly but quickly walked over to her. And I whispered in her ear, may I please pray for you? And she was sucking air through her teeth because the pain was so bad. Please, yes, please, please, please. And so I did. I said, okay, very calmly. I spoke to her body and I spoke to her mind. And I said, be at peace, receive your healing. And I spoke to the inflammation and the swelling and the bone and the muscles, everything. And I said, okay. And then I said the funniest thing, and I have no idea why, because I just prayed for her and was believing for healing, right? I said, now you might want to put your foot up and put some ice on it. So, yeah, we have our moments, don't we? Anyway, so I went and sat back down and I looked at my husband. I didn't say anything. I was just like, whoa. And we started eating our ice cream for dessert. A few minutes later, this woman, I hear this ruckus again. I didn't want to be nosy, but I kind of looked and she was running walking fast circles around this table. She goes, nope, I don't need to go to the hospital. I'm fine. No, I don't even have pain. I'm fine. Look, I'm fine. And she started walking around the table and then she comes over to me. She was British. And she says, what's your name? And I told her, and she said, I just want to thank you. And I said, well, I'm grateful that you were healed. And she said, I'm so grateful to you because I'd be in the hospital right now if you hadn't come over. And I remember she was wearing this gorgeous black leather jacket, a woman's black leather jacket. It was beautiful. And that she had a British accent. I don't know who she was or anything like that, but I think she probably remembers that, and she will for the rest of her life. The event, not necessarily me, and because that's not important. The important thing is the awe of the situation, the awe that such a powerful God chooses to give us the opportunity to co-labor with Him in the miraculous, that His Holy Spirit would be so powerful that He can stop us in our tracks and overwhelm us with His goodness and His love and His mercy. Do you not understand the massive scope of that? It is so amazing. Folks, don't forget this. Keep it in the back of your minds and pull it forward frequently, once a day if you can, and just stop and thank God for His mercy. Thank Him for His presence in your life. Thank Him that you were created. Thank Him that He chose to create you for such a time as this. And I know that that's one of those catchphrases that we hear a lot, but it's the absolute truth. God knew what was going to go on in the world right now, and He knew that you were the best person, along with me and others that are created to walk this earth right now. His children, we are brothers and sisters, but His children who walk in the authority, in the knowledge of Holy Spirit residing within us, the power that He gives us. Folks, it's so important that you understand that you have a choice. You can settle for all the stuff going on, or you can get up and you can speak it out, speak against it, tell it to stop. And if you don't believe that that's going to work, then I think you need to get with God and you need to talk with Him about it, because you have that authority and you can make a difference. And together we absolutely can make a difference. God bless you. Thanks for listening. I love you. And let's talk again soon. Bye-bye now.